Here you are, gents. Here's the William Penn Hotel.
Well, here we are, Robbie. And if it's the last thing we do, we're going to go in for some swell living for a day at least.
Yeah, Jimmy. And with all the trimmings, huh? $12.50, please.
What's that?
The charge is $12.50. For what? Well, I waited for 6 hours in front of that clothing store for you guys. That's what for.
$12.50 just for waiting?
Yeah, that's a charge. $12.50.
Listen, mister. We bought a whole car for $35.
Yeah. All you need is a mask and a gun.
We was paid $1,000 for catching a guy like you the other night.
All right. But give me 12 and a half or I'll call a cop.
Well, of course, if you feel that way about it.
You don't have to get so sore about it.
I ain't sore.
Oh, look, Robbie, he ain't sore. His face is so red, you could flag a train with it.
I'll give it to him out of the small change, huh, Jimmy?
Yeah, out of the small change. And give him 2 bits for himself, just because he didn't get sore.
Well, let's see. Here you are. There you are. 12 and a half. There you are, me good man. 12 and a half. And 2 bits for yourself, me good man.
Buy yourself another taxi.
Do you think you can spare this 2 bits?
Oh, sure. Hey, we got plenty.
Yes, and at this rate of reckless spending, you'll always have it.
Hey, that guy didn't seem to like us very much, Robbie.
Maybe it's the new clothes we got, Jimmy.
What's the matter with these new clothes? These are nifty outfits.
I know they're nifty, but they're so new, they make you feel funny.
Listen, Robbie, new suits shows you got money. They show you big-time stuff.
Well, this suit I got on is new, all right. It's so new that it creaks.
That ain't the suit that's squeaking. That's the shoes.
And this hat.
Listen, Robbie, you look swell. How do I look?
Oh, you're okay, Jimmy. You're okay. But then, you see, you're the type that can wear swell clothes.
You don't think these black and white checks are too loud, do you?
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. Maybe that's what I heard squeaking.
quit your clowning. Well, how does it fit?
Oh, the fit is swell. Just like you was poured into it. And I wouldn't kid you. You know that, Jimmy. I wouldn't kid about it. That suit fits you like a banana peel fits a banana.
And a derby. How do you like the derby?
I certainly do, Jimmy. I certainly like the derby. That shade of brown there, that's always becoming to you.
If there's one kind of lid I like better than another, it's a derby.
Yeah. Hey, look, Jimmy. Just tip it a little more to one side, will you? Look.
Like that?
Yeah, that's it. Now, wait a minute. Just a little bit more, Jimmy.
Well, look, it's hanging only on one end now.
Oh, that's fine now. That looks great. That's great now.
All right. Well, let's go. Now, Robbie, for once in our lives, we're going to eat in a swell restaurant.
It certainly will be a change from them hot dogs and pop we've been living on along the road.
Yeah, but listen, Robbie. When we get inside this William Penn Hotel, don't go talking about no hot dogs.
No? Why not?
Well, they think we're just a couple of mugs and they might throw us out.
Oh, boy. Ain't this a swell joint?
Looks like the Pennsylvania Station.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's get out of here.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Check your hat, sir.
Wait a minute. Give me that hat.
What's all right, Jimmy? He belongs to the hotel. Give him the hat.
Listen, I just paid $3 for this lid. I ain't going to give it up to no strangers.
Very well, sir. You can take it with you.
You're darn tootin' I can take it with me. Hey, where's the dining room?
Right there. To your right, sir.
Thanks.
Why is it, Jimmy, that when a guy gets money, like you and me got now, everybody calls him sir?
Yeah, these mugs just seem to smell dough. It's sir this and sir that and sir the other thing.
Yes, sir. Here's a nice table for you near the window.
There's another sir guy.
Thanks, garçon.
May I take your hat, sir?
No, you may not take the hat, sir. You can just bring another chair over to the table so I can lay it on it.
No, very well, sir.
Hey, Jimmy. What was that you called that guy?
I call him garçon. Don't you know what garçon is?
Garçon? No, Jimmy, I don't.
Don't you remember your French during the war? Garçon means waiter.
Garçon? Oh, yeah, garçon. Yeah, that's right.
You've got to be classy in these dumps. Now for the minnow.
Oh, yeah, the minnow. I remember that, the minnow. That's classy, too, ain't it?
Yeah. Let's see, patty de foie gras.
Patty who?
I don't know. We'll skip that one.
Yeah, maybe it would be better.
Filet mignon. Mm-hmm. I got a hunch I know what that one is.
Yeah, you do, Jimmy? What is that?
I think it means steak.
Well, then, that is, if it does mean steak, we'll have some fillet mignon.
Yeah, fillet mignon. And potatoes, I'll grate 'em.
Our what?
It's some kind of potatoes. That's enough to know, ain't it?
Gee, Jimmy, unless a guy was a college professor, he could starve to death right in one of these places.
What do you mean, starve? We ain't doing so bad, are we?
No. Not if those things are what we think they are.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Oh, here's one, Jimmy. Here's one I know, Jimmy. Pie a la mode.
That's it. That's a good one. Oh, garçon.
Yes, sir.
The order is for two, see? Two now. Fillet mignons, that means steak, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And potatoes, our what it says there.
And pie a la mode.
Yeah, and coffee.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
What did he say?
He said very good, sir. And I hope it is.
You know, Jimmy, I think we ought to stop in this place.
What do you mean, stop? You mean take a room here?
Yeah, sure. Take a room here for tonight.
For what?
Well, I'm doing business with a couple of guys.
You're doing business with a couple of guys?
Yeah, business. I met him in a store there while you was picking out that derby.
Uh-huh. What's this?
Well, I'm liable to be business associates of theirs.
Who are they?
Well,
Come on. Who are they?
Well, I wasn't going to say nothing because he said he didn't want to meet you.
Uh-huh.
He said he'd meet you tomorrow.
Uh-huh. After he's gotten your dough.
Oh, no, Jimmy. No. This was a nice guy. He's got several propositions.
I'll bet he has. You know what they call them guys?
What?
They call them wolves in sheep's clothing.
They do?
Yeah. And they take money from widows and orphans.
Well, I ain't no orphan.
No, you ain't a widow, but wait a minute. You come with me right now.
Wait a minute. What about the dinner here?
That dinner'll wait now. You come with me, Robbie.
Well, wait a minute. Where are we going?
Right over to this Western Union desk over here.
What for?
Before somebody sells you to Pittsburgh City Hall, we're going to send $750 of that $1,000 to your grandma.
Well, the guy said he was coming to see me about that proposition.
No, guy ain't going to see you about no proposition. Give me them $375. Come on, give me. Here's mine.
Oh, Mr. Fuller. Look, Jimmy. Well, if it ain't Mr. Fuller.
Hello, boys. I thought I'd find you here.
Yeah, Mr. Fuller. We was just...
You ain't got any more of them affidavits to sign, have you, Mr. Fuller?
No affidavits. But a telegram arrived at the Bankers Protective Association for you, and I thought it might be important.
A telegram?
Yes. Here it is.
Well, what do you know about that? Maybe it's from that guy with the proposition.
Well, come on. What does it say?
It says, congratulations on your capture and the reward. Read story in newspapers. Elizabeth is proud of you both. John W. Frost.
The reward. That's what he's interested in.
Oh, boy. And it says Elizabeth is proud.
That don't mean your girl. It means the town of Elizabeth.
Oh, does it, Jimmy?
Well, certainly. After writing you that dirty letter about the photograph, she wouldn't send you no congratulations.
Oh, that's so. Well, maybe not.
But this telegram settles one important thing.
What's that, Jimmy?
Old John W. Frost knows we got $1,000. So $750 goes to your grandma right now. Before you meet another one of them wolves in sheep's clothing.
I know, Jimmy, but he was an awful nice guy.
Nevertheless, you ain't gonna buy any city halls.